Dubline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Thank you. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight our guest is a NASCAR and a kart racer, and the guy's driven in every form of racing, Baja 1000, all that good stuff, off-road. Robbie Gordon, although he's not here yet, but
I love how he's back.
Oh, well, here he is. He is here. Well, just bring him right on in. I'll tell you, our show, we have people show up at the time of the show. I mean,
that's a good day.
You know, that is a good day, but it's uncanny, yet we're 4 hours early to everything we do. It drives me insane. All right, so Robbie is making his way into the studio now. He's just shaking Dr. Drew's hand. Now he's shaking my hand. Oh, he's pulling my arm off, and he's sitting down, putting his headphones on, taking his phone and shutting the power off on
it. Do not ever be a sports announcer.
It
just doesn't read well.
Good play-by-play, huh?
Now he's taking his phone off.
Well,
now he's shaking my hand.
But to be fair to them, to be fair to those guys, they care. I'm hoping I get fired. He's just taken his wingtip shoes off, and he's put them on top of the console. Hi, Robbie. Boy, are you comfortable. Lean in and speak into that thing that looks like a microphone, please.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Nice to meet you. I think we spoke to you over the phone once. Maybe,
I think it was Long Beach 2 years ago.
Right.
With, PJ and Brian Herta.
Right. Herta and PJ Jones
were in
here. But Robbie was over the phone. I was just reading. I follow racing, but I must admit I'm not an avid fan. I
Robbie
just follow
hit,
from a distance.
Did Ab hit you up for an opportunity to drive in that Long Beach Grand Prix?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I hit everyone up for that.
You've been here about 4 seconds.
Well,
have you talked to yet about it?
No, they already had the race.
Oh,
they?
That's right.
That. Yeah, they had Long Beach 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you get work on it next year?
I'm going to be a big star next year, Drew. Way too big. Way too big for that celebrity race. But I would like to drive in the actual race next year. So I'm going to work on Robbie with that. Robbie, I was looking at your very, very impressive resume here, all the years you've been involved with racing and all the different forms of racing. And I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people, it may not be a glamorous sport, but that Baja 1000, that's got to be about the hairiest thing anyone could ever do.
I think I like that race because it's like the ultimate challenge. Some of these other races, you know, you race against the competitors. Baja is different. You don't race against the competitors. It's the driver, the team, the vehicle against the desert. And you have to beat the desert before you can beat any competitors.
And it's really 1,000 miles, is it not?
Yeah, they're going to have a race this year coming up in November that's going to be 2,000 miles.
Oh, God.
Because it's year 2000 at the end of the year. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to take two or three drivers to be able to do that one. But then you think about very few cars. I'm going to say less than 50% of the cars make it 1,000 miles. So how many cars are going to finish 2,000?
25%. I'm just doing some math.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, it's incredible because how far is San Francisco from here? How many miles? 400 miles?
Yeah, something like
that. Something like that.
Back and forth.
I mean, it's back and forth, sure. and then back to Santa Barbara or beyond again. And it's, averaging 80 miles an hour through unknown terrain, a cactus, a desert, and God knows what kind of disease you catch over there in Mexico as well. Let's not factor that out. But what we're talking about tonight is Sunday, which is the California Speedway, which is out in Fontana, that race, correct?
Yeah, the Winston Cup race is this weekend. You know, it's Winston Cup keeps growing every year, and we felt this year it made a lot of sense for us to take our IndyCar team and convert it to a Winston Cup team to build our future.
And what do you like? What do you prefer more? I mean, if you had your druthers, are you in the desert, you in a kart, you know, Indy car, or do you like the Winston Cup?
I like racing, and one thing good about Winston Cup is we run 34 weekends a year. A lot of testing, a lot of work goes in it, and gives me an opportunity to drive more.
And you think the cars are safer now than they were?
Winston Cup cars have always been pretty safe. Indy cars, you know, you're on that leading edge of technology. You push
right.
every possible fraction of the car to go over the edge. And Winston Cup cars, you know, they've been the same cars for the last 10, 15 years. I mean, obviously, body style changes, stuff like that. But the competition is very close there. The
right.
big difference between CART and Winston Cup is we'll have 48, 50 cars show up for Fontana for 43 spots. So
right.
cars go home. If you miss it just a little bit, you load up your stuff and go home. Where in CART, we never went home. Everybody raced.
What are the rules in Winston Cup? I mean, the regulations as far as engine displacement and weight and all that kind of stuff. Is there a bunch of rules for that?
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. They do a lot to keep the cars heavy. The cars weigh 3,500 pounds, 12-to-1 compression, carburetors, believe it or not. I mean,
right, no injection, no supercharging,
no supercharging,
blowing, no
blowers.
Turbocharging.
But they're still making, I'm going to say, the real, real good teams are making 750 horsepower.
Well, that ain't
bad. Which is pretty good.
Yeah. Like Drew, people don't have anything to compare that to. But your basic family car has 165 or something like that. So these things are making quite a bit.
I know that Larry Flint's Bentley had 400.
Yeah, well, that's a turbocharged V8
Adam,
Bentley.
That's the first Adam talk about car. That's what he was talking to.
Yeah, Larry Flint was in here a couple of nights ago, and he has himself one of these new Bentleys. $365,000, I believe, was the price, and he leases it. It's a paltry $8,000 a month to drive with Larry, and he doesn't even really get to drive. You know what I mean? I mean, I forgot to ask him this. But how much performance do you really need when you're sitting in the back seat, for Christ's sake?
Asshole. Hey, he might have hand controls.
I don't think he does.
He had a whole team of people taking him around.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I checked that car out. I don't think he has
If you're going to pay
controls.
$8,000 a month, you might as well have hand controls installed in it, too.
I'd be driving from the back seat. That's where I'd be if I was Larry. I think he has a trailer hitch for the wheelchair, actually. True, that'd be considered a form of abuse. Wouldn't
it? Yeah, just you're suggesting it is.
he's got a great sense.
Let's take some calls.
All right. You know what I like, though?
Let me just say one more thing about these
Winston Cup cars. So, you know, these cars, when they got loose, they would spin around, and because of the way they were shaped aerodynamically, the second they got backwards, they just lift off the ground.
Right.
And, aerodynamics is a really weird and powerful thing. This 3,500-pound car just come flying right off the ground like it was a plane taking off a carrier deck. And this happened all the time, and then the big spectacular wrecks were because cars spun out, went backwards for beat, and then just got airborne, and then started cartwheeling. Somebody figured out that if they put just a couple little, like, 1-foot by 1-foot flaps in the roof that just laid flat, but when the car got backwards, obviously the wind got under them, and they lifted up, cars don't come off the ground anymore. And it's not much, is it?
It's the little bit of little things that that do a lot in Winston Cup. Our last race was Talladega, and we are involved in one of those accidents that normally cars would be flying in the air. I mean, it gathered up 17 cars in this one wreck.
Right.
And those flaps, along with some other things that NASCAR's done for safety, not only for the drivers but for the fans and the spectators to keep everybody safe, is some of these little flaps, these little aerodynamic things that pop up. They also have side windows that blow out. They have panels that pop off. There's little flaps underneath the hood even that open up and let air out of the hood, so they keep them from getting airborne now.
Okay. Well, as a spectator, I can't say that I like it. I like to see the cars get airborne, but...
You don't want to see them go over the fence, though. That'd be a bad deal.
Well, no, I'm watching on TV, so I'd like to see a few hundred spectators taken out, yeah.
No,
please. I want to see spectacular, but I don't want to see anyone get hurt, at least that I know. Derek?
He's just a dick.
You're 18. What's up?
What's up?
Derek?
Yeah?
Yeah, what's your question?
My question is, if I was to put cocaine in my girlfriend's vagina and have sex, would that hurt anything?
No. It's done all the time. It's perfectly natural, perfectly healthy.
Your soul would be hurt.
How much money?
My soul would be hurt.
How much money do you have at 18 that you can be dumping a kilo of a coke in your girlfriend's vagina, as you put it?
Not enough.
All right. So you just stay yanking our chains there, please. All right. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
It is a numbing agent, though, isn't it, Drew?
Yeah, to some extent.
What was that cocaine invented for?
Surgeries on the surface of the nose and the mouth. So you could apply it, and it would give anesthesia and stop bleeding, because it's a vasoconstrictor also.
Uh-huh.
And the problem, the effect on the brain, the stuff people get high with, is actually different than the anesthetic effect. But the vasoconstrictor property is still what's so treacherous with that drug in terms of causing medical problems. It constricts the vessels to the heart, the kidney, the brain, and cause kidney failure, strokes, and heart attacks.
Small price to pay for a good time, though. But, Drew, why is it that, is that why people start snorting it, or is it just total coincidence? I mean, you know what I mean? Was it being applied to some guy's nose, and he breathed in and went, hey, this ain't bad? Do you think that's how it got started?
I don't know. It was probably liquid to start with. Good question. Oh, I don't know that.
All right. Samantha.
Hi.
You're 17.
Yeah. Basically, my problem is that I just have really low self-esteem, and I've been to therapy and stuff. I'm just not sure if this is, like, normal, because I'm, you know, just a teenage girl. I guess it's kind of normal, but I don't know if I should try to get medication or something if it's, like, a depression thing.
Well, are you depressed?
I have been, but I don't think it's really that. It's just that, like, sometimes I just look at myself and it makes me sick. Like, I just get disgusted.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, the feelings of guilt and worthlessness can be symptoms of depression, too. So having that treated might not be a bad idea. But is there something you're working on in therapy?
I was in therapy also because of I was really stressed out, and
I didn't know what stress was at 17. I mean, I didn't know that was a viable option.
You've made that eminently clear discussing your high school career.
I never did any homework or studying or writing.
I don't know how stressful ceramics actually was.
Being a ceramics major in high school, and I think Robbie will back me up on this, a lot like the NASCAR circuit, really, if you think about it.
I was actually
very intense, very competitive, a lot of guys vying for my clay, everyone wanting to be king of the ceramics room. I'm going to use Robbie's example here. Only so much room in the kiln. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of kids, a lot of projects. Maybe only 50% of those make it into the kiln for the firing itself. So there's a certain amount of pressure, and that's where I think I gained my competitive edge over a lot of folks.
I was maximally stressed 18 to 22.
You were?
That was the peak stress years.
Yeah, but you were studying, and your parents had plans for you, and you had potential. That whole potential thing, that's what causes stress. Samantha?
Yeah.
Do you have potential?
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go. That's your problem.
I don't know if it's the kind of thing that's normal, because, you know, I'm just a... You know.
Well, I bet your parents are kind of freaked out, right?
No, my parents love me. They've always been...
Are they professional people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a... They want a better life for you?
There was this one time that a girl called, and she was like me, and you asked if she took ballet, and I think that...
Yeah. No, do you have an eating disorder? Was going to be my next question.
I don't know. I did do that kind of thing. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Well...
All right, so you're in therapy, right?
No, not anymore, because...
No.
Anything. It didn't help at all.
Well, how many years did you go?
Well, the therapist would be like, well, you have to start looking, you know, inside here and thinking. It just didn't. I was like, okay.
Samantha, how many years did you go?
That was over the summer, last summer.
So you went for half a summer when you were 15 and a half. Come on.
You got to go for a long time before anything starts happening.
I don't know if the problem is really that deep-seated. Like,
all right, well, forget it. What are you going to do?
Well, it is. And she, you've had an eating disorder. We have what we sort of, in broad strokes, call intrusive parents. Parents that didn't let you develop separately as a whole person, give you the sort of support you need to develop a sense of yourself. And that's why you have no sense of self. It's very low self-esteem at best.
Robbie, did your parents want a better life for you than they had?
I was pushed pretty hard at a young age.
To race?
To race, yeah.
Wow.
And not only to race, but to win. So,
it's one of those
self-esteem things. You know, you set your goals up so high that nothing else matters but winning.
So, I mean, because racing always seems to me to be almost like a... In a way, your parents have to be involved in it, because you got to get started early, and at 11 you're just not buying your own ride. You know, I mean, how do you get into it unless somebody in your family? And I know that's not this way 100% of the time, but more often than not, aren't most of the guys that are now racing, don't they come from families that encouraged it? for the race themselves?
I believe so.
They have a ton of money to get the kids on and stuff, right?
Well, they can get into karting and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do some stuff fairly reasonable. I mean, you know, I started at a very young age racing bicycles.
BMX bikes.
And then from there, moved on to motocross.
Right.
And just the competition just pushed me farther and farther up to the position where I was racing motocross and had a ride with Kawasaki. And that was a lot of fun. It was a neat deal. Got hurt a couple times racing supercross. And from there, my dad had some off-road cars and allowed me to race a little bit.
Oh, you were lucky.
Yeah, I mean...
Dad had some off-road cars. Mine had a Volkswagen.
Well, it was.
Your dad had a TV, didn't he?
It was somewhat of a Volkswagen.
Was it one of those Baja?
Yeah, it was a Baja Volkswagen, mm-hmm. or kind of a Baja Volkswagen.
I remember when that was hip to take your VW Bug and turn it into a Baja racer and just drive it around on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, jack it up, cut the hood up, cut the rear deck lid up,
hang the engine out the back,
get that big Stinger exhaust pipe, a big long orange flag.
You had one of those too?
No, I wanted one. I thought, what a dream ride, Steven?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years now. Just found out that she's pregnant over this week. It left last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddies at work and everything, you know, I can't afford, you know, for an abortion, and neither can she. And my buddies at work were saying that, like, if she, I don't know what you call it. I think you call it douching or whatever.
No. Oh, my God. Where do you work?
At a tire store.
A tire store.
And that
it's tire
she,
iron or something.
Like hard liquor or anything that could possibly cause her to have an abortion.
No. Please. Steven.
What could I do?
You can take her somewhere that she can find an abortion for next to nothing. It's a call Planned Parenthood to start with.
Okay.
Have you tried them?
No.
All right.
Have you tried Bob's Abortion Barn?
1-800.
It's in most malls.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Write this down. What do? You do some, balance some wheels and repack some bearings?
Yeah, mostly oil changes.
You guys got a brake special going on?
all right, I'm ready.
He's got some bong special though going on.
You smoking a fair amount of weed, Steve?
Occasionally.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
You're on a fast track, buddy. Come on.
Even the chuckle has got the pot laugh to it.
Yeah, usually it has to bring to a full-blown laugh before we notice the excessive weed smoking, but when your chuckle is a giveaway... That means you're smoking a lot of weed.
Occasionally.
you can't pull that one over on us.
Occasionally.
To every hour, occasionally? Yeah, okay. All right. 1-800.
A couple times a week. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Who do you think you're talking to? 1-800-230-PLAN.
What's that?
PLAN. Plan.
Okay.
All right.
Get in there, call them, see what their kind of referrals they have. There are definitely low-cost options for that.
Like in San Francisco, would they, like, know where to go and stuff?
Yeah, we are in San Francisco. Absolutely. I'm sure there's a ton of resources up there.
Oh, Drew, I was just thinking about how screwed your kids are when they start experimenting with drugs. You know, they start smoking a little weed. One of their friends gives them a hit of pot after school, or they drink a couple of beers in the park. Oh, my God. Drew is like McGruff.
No, I've got a nose that's 10,000 times stronger than any other human.
Jesus Christ, and I have a shot of NyQuil 2 days before I come in here and you smell it. Hey, these kids are screwed. Screwed. They're dead meat. I mean, all my other friends would just BS the hell out of their parents. You know, they'd come in, they'd go, I smell pot in here. And, oh, it's the catalytic converter, the car, it's leaking up to the garage or whatever. And their parents would buy it all the time. But, Drew, your kids are screwed. I'm trying to think what they're going to have to do.
In fact, their classmates are screwed, too.
Yeah. Now, when you do those walkthroughs, are you on a leash or they just let you run through wild?
And they first take a towel and have me chase it around a little bit.
That's right. They get you on the scent. Give you like the sock or mitten of a stoner. Get you going in the right direction. Oh, Jesus Christ. You could really get a job at an airport. Nancy?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Mm-hmm.
You're on with race car driver Robbie Gordon, by the way.
Hey, Mr. Gordon.
Hi, Nancy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
What's your question?
Well, my best friend, okay, has just gotten this new girlfriend, and I'm happy for him and everything. We're best friends. But his new girlfriend doesn't like white people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm white.
So
and so she's trying to keep us away from each other, And me and him have had numerous fights, and I don't know what to do about it.
What is she, one of those Eskimos?
Oh, she's African-American.
Ah, I see. How do you know she doesn't like white people?
She told me to my face she doesn't like white people.
Wait, I'm confused. Who's what color here?
Look, you're white.
He's black, and she's black.
Oh, I see.
And you were his friend.
Yeah.
And his new girlfriend doesn't like you. Oh, boy.
And you're good friends. You're good friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you avoid her, and why don't you let this be his problem?
Okay.
It's not your problem.
Well, he should step in and say something, though, right?
Yeah, or keep them apart. But if he wants to date somebody that's a racist, that's about him. And you'd say it's showing you something about him, though. You might want to talk to him about that.
Well, the worst part is she's two-faced, though. She's all nice to me to my face, and she's like, oh, hi, Ken. You know, I mean, how can I be mad at you? You're nice and you're sweet. And I'm like, okay, then don't be mad at me.
Well, but wait a minute. It's
I thought she said she didn't like white people to your face.
She did, because she got mad at me when I finally told her that I was getting sick and tired of her two-faced.
Well, but look,
I have friends who tell me this.
All right, hey,
Nancy,
drama
got
queen,
some stuff going
just
on
relax
too,
over there, would you?
Huh?
Maybe she just doesn't like it because you're a pain in the ass.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
No, Adam, please, be a little more clear about this.
Jeez. Well, listen, you know, a lot of people chalk a lot of stuff up to racism. You know, he doesn't like me because of the color of my skin or my religious persuasion or, you know, sexual proclivity, but a lot of you are idiots and a-holes, and maybe they don't like you for that.
I had another one of those experiences tonight where I got attacked by someone because of their issues. You
right.
know, how we say...
What happened?
I'll go on after the break. I was talking to Amanda Pete and interviewing her for some satellite camera.
Who is Amanda Pete?
Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah. Jack. Which one is she?
She's not Jack.
Okay, she's Jill?
Yeah.
Right?
And
after the break. After the break?
Yeah.
Oh, let me warn everybody. Let me reset the show.
The man
show.
No.
Let me do my talking here. Robbie Gordon is our guest. He's going to be driving in the Winston Cup race Sunday at the California Speedway in Fontana. Now, back to the important part. Yes, the man show is going to be on tonight. And what does Governor Jesse Ventura say about the man show? I'm just curious if he has any
opinions. Best show on television, the man show.
Really?
Is that what he said? Here's more.
Huh.
Show on television, the man show. Oh, the best.
If you can take it as a joke, what is it?
It's the man show. It's a show.
Man.
It's a show that
show
Jerry,
for guys.
Yeah, it's a show that I'm so surprised that the women's groups are not protesting it.
Whatever.
He says a few other good things about it, too.
Have you flown him out here yet to surprise the parents?
We're working on it.
Sure.
He is my kind of guy. He's got my vote. I'm going to Minnesota to vote in the next election.
Like I said, I'm giving the governor's approval to the man show.
That's right. Totally unsolicited. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be back with Robbie Gordon and you after this.
Right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Yo! You guys ready for another song about Pricky, the dead porcupine who uses collegeclub.com for everything from study help to dating advice? All right, then. Here's a little hip-hop number about keeping in touch with friends over summer break. Now, there's a porcupine named Pricky, and as dead as they can be when he leaves for summer break. Don't know where he's going to be. CollegeClub.com keeps him down with his homies with a live webcam.
You can see them in their trophy.
Got the free email and a photo gallery with the freaky travel pics for his freaky friends to see. But the things in this song ain't just for porcupines and for any college student when their friends come to mind. So do yourself a favor and log on fast for your friends. Move on. And forget your sorry ass. Thank you, and thanks to collegeclub.com for having me here. Log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you. Word.
Join collegeclub.com on May 5th as they join Brian and Mary live from 5:30 to 9 at Grumpy's on Washington. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
With Mother's Day coming up soon, all of us need to figure out what to get Mom. And jewelry really is the perfect answer. Not only is jewelry personal and therefore truly for her, but jewelry also something she'll have forever. I'm Tom Shane, and diamond pendants make an ideal Mother's Day gift. Women love to wear different pieces of jewelry around their neck to match their clothing as well as the occasion. They'll always appreciate another diamond pendant. One style new this year is shaped like a flower at $195. We also have a teardrop shape and a contemporary crisscross, which are also $195 each. All three are top quality with sparkling diamonds. Any of these pennants make a Mother's Day gift that says you care and that you went out of your way for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Known more commonly by his first name, Rembrandt van Rijn is considered one of the greatest artists of all time. But it's interesting to note that this renowned genius created one particular masterpiece that has gone for centuries with little or no praise. An extraordinary painting of a matronly figure in repose, entitled simply, Mother. Now, while Rembrandt's mother may languish in obscurity, heaven forbid yours should. So this Mother's Day, log on to art.com. With thousands of prints, photographs, and other art-inspired offerings, you're sure to find something marvelous, which you can then frame and have sent as a gift. Why, you could even get your mother, Mother. This Mother's Day, give her the praise she so richly deserves at art.com, bringing the art world to your world.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. It's looking like the Stone Temple Pilots have decided on their summer tour plans. The band will reportedly hook up with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fishbone on the fifth leg of the Chili Peppers tour. The Peppers are currently enjoying their time out with the Foo Fighters, and the Chili Peppers STP Fishbone dates kick off July 30th in Saratoga, New York, and run through mid-August. Stone Temple Pilots may also join the Chili Peppers for another leg, though tour dates and venues have yet to be ironed out. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classics are always just a click, click, click away at Zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an Alternative Classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer.
It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Everclear is going to be in here tomorrow night. Tonight, though, race car driver Robbie Gordon is here at the NASCAR Winston Cup Series over here at the Fontana Speedway, California Speedway. And where the hell is the thing for tickets? Where did that go there, Drew? How to do? Ah, yes, here we go. If you want to get tickets, and this place holds a few people, doesn't it? I mean, what's the average size of one of these speedways? I mean, they hold over 100,000, a lot of them, don't they?
I believe, I know the infield for the motorhome parking, I've been told, was sold out in 6 hours.
Wow.
So I know the infield parking or motorhome parking's full, but I'm sure there's general admission to the infield. But I'm going to say, I'm probably stabbing at the dark, I'm going to say 130,000 people.
I flew in over a couple weeks ago over the Indianapolis Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, huge.
Huge. Really?
And the second thing that occurs to you is, what the hell is this thing doing here?
Yeah, it's a two-mile racetrack.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
150,000. I mean, these are the biggest venues, really, we have. Yeah. I mean, if you think about, you know, the Coliseum would hold 90,000. You know, average football stadium holds 65,000, 75,000. This is 150. That's about
big.
It.
They're huge.
Yeah. I'd love to get into that infield on one of them Winnebagos, getting loaded out in the sun. And then at a certain point, you take the 12-pack cardboard container and write, show us your on it.
Or wear it on your head for a hat.
You are all class, man.
Hey, you use like a piece of charcoal briquette, you know, and you put that on and you just hold it up right there on the infield. It's good times.
I've seen it.
I was interviewing Amanda Pede.
Well, let me tell you what else I'd do on that infield.
What would you do?
Go ahead. I'd pee right off the top of that Winnebago. I wouldn't be able to stop myself.
And this guy came up to me after the show and started screaming at me for interrupting her and how dare I talk about women's issues. I thought to myself, you know, here's the real problem in our country today. People who are allies and should be allies aren't. Because people have so much of their own crap they're responding to. that they can't even actually put the issue ahead of their own BS.
Well, listen.
And form coalitions and support people who are actually allies in the same causes. It's unbelievable, man. Anyway.
Drew, you're very frustrated.
Yes, I am.
And I've warned you about the interacting with people. That you insist.
You're such a whore.
Can you stop doing stuff for a minute, please? Stop going out. Stop talking to everybody. Stop interacting. Stop going out of town. Stop, just relax.
This was a web, brother. This was a web.
Stop all that stuff. Go home. Get loaded. Put your feet up.
Set us bill.
Hit the infield. Get on the Winnebago with me in the charcoal briquette. Nikki?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah. For the past couple of weeks, me and my boyfriend have been having unprotected sex, and I think I might be pregnant, but I started my period, but I started a week and a half early.
Why were you engaging in this activity?
Huh?
Why were you doing this? Why weren't you using protection?
I don't know. It's kind of dumb, I know.
You want to get pregnant?
Yeah, kind of. Because he's not sure if he can have kids or not, so we're trying to see. We're already married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're trying to see if we can, have kids or not. We've already been to the doctors and everything, and we're not sure.
Why did you get married so young?
We've been together since we were in junior high.
How old is he?
He's 20.
So have intact families? You come from intact families?
Yeah, our families know each other real well.
All right, but why the rush for kids?
Why not?
Who cares? All right, half 50.
Anyways, the problem here is that it could be an ectopic pregnancy or a spontaneous abortion called a miscarriage. It's something you ought to see a doctor about. If you get any pelvic pain at all, any abdominal pain, it's important to see somebody immediately.
All right. Well, I get back to the phones. Paul.
Hi.
Hey, you're 15.
Yeah. I have a problem when I ejaculate.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's that some of it doesn't get out of the penis all the way. But if I don't urinate within, 10 minutes after, it hurts when I urinate later.
There's, a little something dried up clogging the pipes. He's got to blow it out.
Is it pain, a burning later, or is it, a crampy, somebody kicked you in the
burning.
Testicles? Burning.
Well, we'd say sexually transmitted disease, but
from the
sound of your voice... Doesn't sound like you've had sex yet.
No,
it's funny because when we talk to 15-year-olds who have had sex, they don't sound anything like you.
Maybe they talk like that before it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what determines.
Oh, that's what gets them laid. Interesting.
It allows them to go down that path. They're developed enough to be able to sort of push on.
Another interesting premise. Boring, but interesting
at
the same time.
I'm proud of that.
All right, so, Paul, the answer is you must take a leak.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Unless you get really kind of a visceral pain, then it can be something a little different, but it's nothing you should be concerned about.
But you should want to pee anyway, because it's time for bed, right?
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to think, now... I get up, Robbie, how old are you? Let's see, are you 31, 32?
31.
If I sleep, I'd say about two or three nights out of the week, I'll get up and take a leak on a 7.5-8 hour night of sleep. Now, two or three nights, I'd say out of a seven night week. I never did this when I was 21, 22.
Oh, and when you're 45?
I'm just going to wet myself. I'm not getting up. But the point is, and number two by 45-50, but the point is it just dawned on me, I wet my bed when I was a kid for a while, longer than I should have. I was probably 9, 10, whatever I was. The point is when I look at my life as far as urinating in the middle of the night, this would be a very small window. When you step back and look at it, it's going to be age 11 to 31.
When it worked. Yeah.
And then after that, all getting up and whizzing, or just myself.
We'll have it be a very long chapter.
What's that?
You'll carry on about that for quite a long time.
Drew, what is up with that? Is that all right for me to get up and take a leak?
It's a little bit young for you to be Now, never mind the fact that we sit and drink coffee
until
midnight,
is?
And
well,
then you go home and drink a half bottle of wine.
Start
to
booze. Yeah, sure. Is that it?
That's it.
So you're saying I have to go to Coke or... let's see. I got to go with something that's not liquid, though, is what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Pills.
Okay. Oh, like a Quaalude or something, right? Crush that up? That wouldn't... crush that up in a little warm tea, a little green tea, something like that. Maybe a Valium, something. Something like that, right? Okay. Point well taken, Drew. Thanks for the advice. That's why you're the doctor, buddy. Tony?
Hello?
You're 17.
Yeah. Okay. During the summer, my cousin came down to visit. She lives in Seattle.
How old is she?
17.
All right.
Did we talk to her last night or night before? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard, but no, that's not her.
Right.
And we got, like, kind of emotionally attached, and we ended up having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she had to go back to Seattle because she was just visiting.
Is her first cousin?
We have the same grandfathers, not the same grandmothers.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then, so, well, we kind of had, like, a relationship going on, but I haven't seen her for, like, a whole year already. And she's still kind of, like, attached, and I want to know how to, like, break it up with her because she's one of those people that need, like, trauma in their life, like, always.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, she's going to create it if you try to break it up.
Yeah.
Hey, but, Tony, you haven't seen her in a year, you said.
Yeah, but we talk, like...
All right.
Slow it down. Yeah, distance yourself, slowly break it off.
Where's this one going? You know what I mean?
It's not that hard to distance yourself from somebody that lives 1,000 miles away.
But, and your cousins.
But that's why I think since she's a person that's always having, like, trauma in her life, she's going to go and tell somebody.
Well.
Knows about it. And, like, my parents will, like, kill me.
You know what? Either way, if she's that chaotic, she's going to tell someone. Something you're going to do is going to be perceived as less than ideal.
Yeah.
And she'll react.
Well, you have two choices. Is start a family with your cousin.
Yeah.
Or break it off. I'm going to speak to Matt over here about the Bonhoeffer 2000. Jesus. Robbie?
Matt.
I mean, Matt, sir.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Robbie up there.
Yeah.
What's up there, Matt? You got a question for Robbie?
Yeah, man. I want to know if you're going to do the Bonhoeffer 2000 this year.
Well, we'd like to do the Baja. So far this season, we've been working really hard just trying to get the Winston Cup program going.
Yeah, but this is like playing, man. This is like where the fun is.
Oh,
that is 25.
Gas and jumping, sliding.
25.
I know.
Dude, I've watched some of your videos, and just this guy Robbie's like 85 miles an hour, man. He hits on the gas and his truck and pops the front end up and is doing
Matt,
like a quarter mile wheelie stand.
Matt is stuck like a 14.
Live.
Matt, if you say the word boss or bitchin', I'm going to go through the roof.
Dude is live in the desert.
Man, how much weed do you smoke?
Because there's no other way.
Matt.
Yeah.
No, ask it a little differently. How many times a day?
How many times a day do you smoke weed?
I don't.
No, come on, brother.
Totally stoked on.
Who are you kidding? Come on, how much weed do you smoke?
How much?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm yelling all the time. Like, little kid races PW50s at Lake Elsinore.
You could be now.
Wow, you're just one of those guys.
He's a racer.
Yeah.
He's a racer from the heart.
All right.
Use my voice all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what about it, Robbie? You going to do the 2000?
We want to do the Baja. I mean, this is going to be one of the toughest races for sure ever off-road racing. And, you know, we're looking for sponsors right now. Trying to put a program
together. Put me down for $50.
$50?
I'll buy like a lug nut or something.
$50.
I'll just put the Man Show sticker inside the car under the seat.
We're going to do it then. You're on. All right. There's my first sponsor for the Baja 2000.
What will you race? A big full-size truck?
We have a truck that we raced last year. We finished, I want to say,
fifth?
Yeah, we finished fifth last year at Baja.
What kind of truck?
It's a handmade vehicle. It's.
Wait, would it be in the full size, like open class?
It'd be in the unlimited class.
Uh-huh.
These things are very, very fast race cars. 150 miles an hour in the dirt is getting it on.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it
Yeah.
5-speed, 6-speed?
No, automatic.
Automatic. And what's it powered by?
That is to be questioned right now.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
They need to get somebody to...
Well, I mean, here's my point. Was the one from last year, was that Ford, Chevy, Mopar?
Last year was a Toyota.
A V8?
A V8 Lexus Toyota motor. Made about 600 horsepower. The Ford that we won Baja with a few years back made 815 horsepower.
You know, the craziest thing in the world is the guys who do those races on the motorcycles. That is total effing insanity, because oftentimes, or at least they used to, win overall.
Oh, no, they give us a run for our money. The motorcycles are extremely nimble and quick and fast, and with the support they have now, with the factories being involved, with Honda, Kawasaki being involved, I mean, they got helicopter support. They have all the things that we have helping them out. Plus, they have riders, and it's not drivers.
They do stages?
They do stages. So they leapfrog like 50-mile stages.
You're right.
And these guys are just wide open.
These guys are, you know, that's one thing. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it in any vehicle, but a truck, at least I could see myself hanging on for. These guys that are averaging 85, 90 for 500,000 miles through the desert, they don't even know what's in front of them. It's dark a good portion of the time. I mean, it's just total insanity.
There's no road? Did you make your own road?
No, there is a road. And actually, to go back on, you say that people don't know what's in front of them. Today, with the computers we have, I have a two-seat vehicle. So my passenger, a lot of the times, gets sick because he sits there and reads pace notes.
Right.
Tells me, okay, in a half a mile, we're going to do a number five left-hand turn, number five.
Well, what about
like a hairpin?
The motorcycle guys?
They memorize that 50-mile segment.
But I'm talking, I mean, that may be now, but 15, 20 years ago, it was pretty much, they didn't know where the hell
15,
they were going.
15, 20 years ago, they used to allow us to go point to point and say, okay, from this point, Ojos Negros to San Felipe. I don't care how you go, just stay off the highway.
Really?
And that's when off-road racing used to be fun. But now with competition getting so competitive, everybody, you know, using every advantage they can to outdo their competition, they've got a marked course. They're only allowing you 50 feet off the course. I like the point-to-point. Get it on. Do whatever you want. You know, you want to mow over the bushes, get it on.
The great race.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little bit of a break. Race car driver Robbie Gordon is here. When we come back, we'll speak to Eric, whose 6-year-old girlfriend told him that girls can't orgasm until they're 20. Wants to know if that's true. We'll tell him after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
With Mother's Day coming up soon, all of us need to figure out what to get Mom. And jewelry really is the perfect answer. Not only is jewelry personal and therefore truly for her, but jewelry also something she'll have forever. I'm Tom Shane, and diamond pendants make an ideal Mother's Day gift. Women love to wear different pieces of jewelry around their neck to match their clothing as well as the occasion. They'll always appreciate another diamond pendant. One style new this year is shaped like a flower at $195. We also have a teardrop shape and a contemporary crisscross, which are also $195 each. All three are top quality with sparkling diamonds. Any of these pendants make a Mother's Day gift that says you care and that you went out of your way for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Yo! You guys ready for another song about Pricky, the dead porcupine who uses collegeclub.com for everything from study help to dating advice? All right, then. Here's a little hip-hop number about keeping in touch with friends over summer break. Now, there's a porcupine named Pricky, and as dead as they can be when he leaves for summer break. Don't know where he's going to be. CollegeClub.com keeps him down with his homies with a live webcam.
You can see them in their journey.
Funny man! He's got the free email and a photo gallery with the freaky travel pics for his freaky friends to see. But the things in the song ain't just for porcupines and for any college student when their friends come to mind. So do yourself a favor and log on fast for your friends. Move on and forget your sorry ass. Thank you, and thanks to collegeclub.com for having me here. Log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you. Word.
Join collegeclub.com on May 5th as they join Brian and Mary live from 5:30 to 9 at Grumpy's on Washington. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Known more commonly by his first name, Rembrandt van Rijn is considered one of the greatest artists of all time. But it's interesting to note that this renowned genius created one particular masterpiece that has gone for centuries with little or no praise. An extraordinary painting of a matronly figure in repose entitled simply Mother. Now, while Rembrandt's mother may languish in obscurity, heaven forbid yours should. So this Mother's Day, log on to art.com. With thousands of prints, photographs, and other art-inspired offerings, you're sure to find something marvelous, which you can then frame and have sent as a gift. Why, you could even get your mother, Mother. This Mother's Day, give her the praise she so richly deserves. At art.com, bringing the art world to your world.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Robbie Gordon, the race car driver, is here tonight. Just talking shop with Robbie.
Next question. I can't wait to get to it.
All right. I just want to tell everybody that the California Speedway, where the big race is this Sunday, the big Winston car race, let's give the number you can call if you're interested in checking out that spectacle. 1-800-944-RACE. Again, 1-800-944-RACE. If you're anywhere around and you want to check out a huge event this Sunday, call that number. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up? Oh, yes. You, your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's 16. She told me that her stepmom and friends have told her that she's not able to have an orgasm until she's about 20 years old.
Good one.
I just wonder if that's...
True. You're going to tell that to your daughter, too, right? Except for it's going to be 45. It's not going to be 20.
Yeah. You ain't gain weight every time.
Yeah. You put on 10 pounds every time you have an orgasm. Right? Well, what do you want us to do about that?
I just wonder if it's true or not.
That the physiology of a female would not allow that till 20? Is that the question?
No. Shut up. That
she, maybe.
No, that's not the case. It's easier as women get older.
Yeah.
And I believe that some of that is biology and some of that is just a familiarity with how this all works.
The vagina is like a baseball mitt. It just sort of breaks in as they get a little older.
And some women, it's easier loosens
up a little bit.
All the way along. It's not a big deal from the beginning.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. It's like a, it's like a new, we got Robbie Gordon here. It's like a new engine, the vagina, when you're young. You know, you got to break it in. And then
you got to tune on it a little bit.
Yeah, you got to take it easy. You don't get the performance out of it because you're still breaking it in. And then eventually you get too many miles on it and I could say, you know, you need the new rings and it's leaking oil, it's burning oil, you need a valve job up there, it's a blue smoke coming out of the ass. You know what I mean? It starts getting loose, and you got to rebuild the top end. Is what happens. So you get a boob job. That's rebuilding the top end. True, but there's really nothing you can do for the bottom end. I mean, that's a major overhaul.
You know what's nice, Robbie? I don't even hear him anymore. I'm sorry, I just realized I wasn't hearing a word you said.
Well, it's the same with the racing engines. That's all I'm saying. Dan?
Yeah?
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I took some math and shit.
And you, yeah?
Yeah. I was wondering, like, what the short-term effect might be and stuff like that. And, like,
with the math?
One
talk
dose?
Real fast?
A single dose?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
$50 worth.
One time?
Okay, well, yes.
And you snorted it?
What?
And you snorted it?
What did it?
You put it up your nose?
Partly smoked it.
Smoked it.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, you're 16?
Yeah.
Very age-appropriate, very normal, very healthy behavior.
This isn't the first time you've done this, is it?
No, actually, it's the third time.
All right.
Third time this week?
What?
All right. Hey, don't talk to Dan. Let me talk to Dan. Yeah. Hey, Dan, when did you get high?
When did I get high? Well, I started in sixth grade, and then, like, after school type thing.
Well,
today?
And then, like, about 6 o'clock, I finished off.
You can tell us.
Yeah, today, right? Okay. All right. Yeah, because you're kind of speedy.
You're not going to sleep, and it's going to screw with your mood when you come off, and you may start thinking some very strange thoughts about people trying to do things to you, particularly families and friends and whatnot, but usually that's after you've been smoking for a while.
Okay.
And you could have a stroke and a heart attack.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, listen to me, you screwball. You're 16.
Mm-hmm.
You're not addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
But it is pretty addicting, and it's really, really one of just, it's really the worst drug you can do. It really is. You're really going to screw your life up, and you're going to end up screwing someone else up, too, because people get pretty violent on this stuff.
You betcha.
So, Dan, just don't do it anymore.
Can I, like, switch in and do something with it?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan, if you want to, hey, listen, if you're going to kill yourself, just kill yourself, would you?
No,
I don't want to kill myself.
Well, I don't care.
Well, you're on the road. You're doing a good job of that. You're doing it slowly. And no, switching to another drug is not okay. You might want to really. By the way, he is of course addicted.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like
it. Yeah, you don't switch like that.
I know kill yourself is not great advice to the young teens that are listening to the program, but here's my plan, Drew. If you're hell-bent on destroying your life, do it before you kill someone innocent. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And think about it. There's a fair amount of people who really should have done that. I mean, the list is pretty long. I'm not saying Dan is one of them, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could have talked to a few people at a certain point in their life. Would have been okay. I mean, the guy who killed John Lennon tried to kill himself. He got saved. It was great. He was as good as dead, and some fishermen found him trying to kill himself with carbon monoxide and woke him up, dragged him to a hospital. He barely got by, and then, you know, 3 years later, he shot John Lennon.
Mm.
Interesting, isn't it? That wouldn't have been such a bad thing if he'd done himself in, would it have been? Huh? Well, what do you mean? Yes or no?
These are big questions.
Big questions? I think it would have been all right. He's in jail for the rest of his life, and John Lennon's dead. I think it would have been okay if the fisherman didn't find him, wouldn't you say?
I honestly can't. I mean,
oh, please. Please. You know I'm right. Kevin?
Yes. Hi, Adam.
Bobby Gordon over here knows I'm right. He's been sucking carbon monoxide since he was 15 years old.
But anyway, Dan needs to contact and get some help for this. He's going to need some real serious intervention. This is serious.
Adam, I think you're like one of the funniest guys I've ever.
Why? Thank you, Kevin.
TV and Dr. Drew, you're probably one of the smartest men I've ever heard.
Great. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm 16 years old and I haven't really fully like hit puberty yet. I'm, like, kind of afraid to, like, meet girls and everything because I'm afraid because, like, you know, girls are, like, kind of really, really active today.
How about 15-year-old? Maybe somebody you're younger than you.
Yeah, no, but, like, I mean, I don't know. It's just I'm afraid that they'll make fun of me if, like, they want to do something.
No. They're going to be, look, I don't know. I think at your age especially, and I think women in general, really are looking for love and intimacy. And if that's what's on your agenda, too, a relationship, someone will be very happy with that.
Is that what you want, Kevin?
So, a relationship?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I do want a relationship.
Okay, all right. Just, don't worry about Kevin. The performance aspects aren't going to become an issue. In fact, I think most women would be very relieved if you weren't pushing things in that direction.
Well, he is a 16-year-old that sounds all of 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's out there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And he may need a medical evaluation to make sure it's not something actually causing some problem with his pubertal.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
You got hair?
Yeah, I got a little bit of hair down.
Yeah. Did the nabs drop yet?
Yes, it did.
All righty. Everything's in place. Put him on the phone. I'd like to talk to him.
Hello?
Are they there? Is that them?
My nabs?
Yes. Can I talk to them?
No.
Okay. They're sleeping?
Yeah.
I see. All right. I'll talk to them tomorrow, all right? Have them email me.
Okay.
Good enough.
Right.
Robbie Gordon, race car drivers here. I don't know who's more confused, Drew or the callers tonight. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, obsessive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Signed
scientists know that the right side of the brain sparks creative thinking, but the process is still, well, mystifying. Where do great ideas come from anyway? At the Art Institutes International Minnesota, great ideas begin in our classrooms. They happen in studios and computer labs, and they come from faculty working with students who are learning how to express their unique vision and talent. If you are interested in exploring some great ideas of your own and a career in the creative and applied arts, then you should attend our open house on Saturday, April 29th. Explore the programs we offer, including computer animation, graphic design, multimedia and web design, interior design, and the culinary arts. Learn about career opportunities, meet with faculty, and take a tour of our facilities. Call the Art Institutes International Minnesota today at 1-800-777-3643 and ask for details on our open house on Saturday, April 29th. That's 1-800-777-3643.
You've heard it, you've seen it, now you know it. Big Wheel is now Checker Auto Parts. You've been hearing about our huge grand opening sale, and this is your last chance. Checker's 100-store grand opening celebration ends this Friday, April 28th. Come on out, see our newly remodeled stores, and you'll find more high-quality brand-name auto parts, all at the low price guarantee. In fact, if you find a part somewhere else at a lower price, we'll beat it by 5%. And if you get here by Friday, you'll still have a chance at some incredible values, like a case of Havoline Motor Oil for just $0.39 a quart after mail-in rebate. No-touch tire care for only $1.99. WD-40 all-purpose lubricant, just $1.89. And a wide selection of Pennzoil oil filters for only $2 each. See store for details. Sale ends Friday. Big savings at Checker Auto Parts' 100-store grand opening celebration. Remember, we used to be Big Wheel, but now we're the place with more brands, more parts, and always the low-price guarantee. Checker, the place to start. For parts.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at wholesale gold and diamond distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands. White gold, yellow gold, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Diamond earrings? You want just one? No problem. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamond today. 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
Wholesale Gold and Diamond. All of your dreams.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone. 105. Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Doc Drew. We're going to take a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be back with more of the program in just 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on Radio Station.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Yeah, Zach, you're over there. Everclear is going to be in here tomorrow night. It'll be good to see Art and the lads. Robbie Gordon is in here tonight talking about NASCAR and the Winston Cup race and all that out at the California Speedway in Fontana. Again, if you want to go check that out, and there's 150,000 seats, so I bet they have one for you. Ticket number is 1-800-944-RACE. 1-800-944-RACE. And I could just keep talking about I don't know that much about racing, but I'm infinitely fascinated in cars. And you know what I saw? Now, this is what I want to get into.
I saw, like, you know, people, here's what you
you
start.
Didn't have these discussions.
Oh, shut up over there. You start with the go-karts and you work your way up.
Yeah.
And go-karts are pretty hairy these days.
Yeah.
You know, they have these motorcycle engines and four-wheel discs on them, and they're really getting pretty advanced. They shift their carts and everything. But here's the thing that scares me a little about the carts is that they're open wheel. You get your wheels tangled up, and you just go flying out of the cart, pretty much. Your head's the highest thing on the cart. But I saw these things over at the auto show a few months back. These were essentially go-karts with a cage all the way around them and a little, like, NASCAR body on them. So basically what it was is the size of a go-kart, except for you climbed into the thing, and it had a body all the way around it and a full cage all the way around it, and it wasn't that open wheel, and it had a little fire suppression system and the whole thing. So you could have your really cheap form of competitive, intimate racing, but you didn't have to worry about flying out and banging your head. And I can't think what these things are called.
They're
you know?
Called dwarfs.
There you go.
And Humpy Wheeler, one of the guys that has some Winston Cup race track. He was the
Humpy
one that...
Wheeler. He hangs out with Rusty Cleet over in the infield. Humpy Wheeler.
Yeah.
No way.
Humpy and Bruton Smith, they do a really good job promoting NASCAR races.
Humpy Wheeler.
Seriously, that's his name. And he was one of the one. He was, I believe, the one that got involved with the dwarf cars. And that's actually a little series they have.
Oh, now, I would love to get into those dwarf cars.
Yeah, they have like a GSXR 1100 engine in them or something like that with six-speed transmissions. They're pretty neat little cars.
And they cook. I mean, they're fast, and they look pretty safe. As far as the hell, at least they look safer than the go-karts do.
We have some shifter carts. There's about, there are four of us on our team that have shifter carts. We go out racing all the time, those motorcycle engine
right.
deals. And we get pretty nutty with those things and been pretty fortunate not to get them upside down.
But if you do get upside down, you're going out. It's like a drag boat. I mean, you're getting ejected, right?
I think we're all bumping and grinding in those carts, but we do it at a lower speed. We do it in the corners instead of on the wide open straightaways at 100.
I'd like to be put in touch with this Humpy Wheeler. Because I got to get into these dwarf cars. Dwarfs.
They're very popular. I mean, there's not hundreds. There's thousands of them around, and they have little series that run around. I know they have a little series that runs. I believe they run out of Irwindale and some of these other tracks.
Right now, there's a couple of Shriners that are currently the points leaders on the dwarf car circuit. Yeah, they had their bodies modified to accommodate the fez and tassel hanging out of the top. All right, Jason, Humpy Wheeler.
Hey, how you guys?
Fine. What's going on?
Not too much. Wow, you guys just hit me kind of with an unexpected middle of drawing. Yeah, my situation is 25, so, you know, you deal with all that thing about being a virgin as it is, and being older, it's kind of, it's a strain, but I live with it because it's a choice I made. Not to take away from the fact that...
Choice that you made or a choice that every chick whose pants you couldn't get into made?
Yeah, I know. No, it's because I've seen the effects of... My older sister, when I was in high school, she experienced rape. And, you know, it was really traumatic for the whole family. And from then on, I kind of made a choice saying, you know what, I saw how destructive it could be. And being at the age of 14, 15 when it occurred, you know, it really disillusions you from that. And so I made a choice.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah?
Well, let's talk reality for a second.
Sure.
You're pretty nutty. I mean, you're whacked out. Right?
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Hey, your sister got raped, so you made a choice that you weren't going to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, just don't rape anybody.
I know, but at the same token, though.
No. Listen, what's up? Are you on medication?
I'm on no medication.
Wait, have you ever been told that you should be on medication?
Oh, no, not at all.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm a waiter, actually.
Uh-oh. And what are you drawing, a Pegasus right now?
Pegasus? No, Adam. I know it sounds crazy. And
it does. Yes, you do sound very crazy. I'm being honest with you.
I get the gay thing from it, like, oh, you must...
Uh-oh.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, Adam.
That's option number two. I'd go back to crazy if I were you.
Oh, and also, you have to really... But it's not to say... When I say sex, I mean intercourse. I'm not saying oral. I'm not saying... I mean, Dr. Drew, you understand there are other methods of intercourse... I mean, of orgasm.
All right, hold on a second there.
Huh?
What are they saying? I'm trying to get it.
Okay, well, listen, I know you two don't want to play the heavy here, but What the hell, Robbie? You might as well chime in. You're not coming back tomorrow night. This guy's nuts as the day is long. Hey, you're hearing it, aren't you?
No, I don't get it.
You're not hearing his nuttiness?
No.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
I get the anxiety.
No, please. I get Humpy Wheeler in here. He knows more than you. This man is insane. He's a virgin. He's 25. He saw his sister get raped, or he heard about his sister getting raped when he was 15. He decided he wasn't going to go down that road.
He said he was traumatized at 15 by the whole idea of sexuality. I could see where that could be from.
And you're not getting it in his voice that he is whacked out.
Keep going on.
He's drawing, Drew.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
We don't trust people to draw past the fifth grade.
Okay, I was, doodling, I guess, would be more appropriate.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's acceptable. All right, convince me you're sane.
Okay. Well, I guess there's a possibility. I'm not going to totally say it isn't, but...
All right, now what kind of family did you grow up in? Hippie family?
First generation from overseas. Not highly religious, but religion was a big part of my... That's part of it, yeah.
And how much older is your sister than you?
4 years older than me.
And you heard that she was raped when you were how old?
She experienced it in the sense. This is my sister.
No, you heard someone told you she was raped.
No. She got treated for it, Adam. I got treated for it too. Family counseling.
I know. I'm just saying somebody alerted you to the fact she was raped. That's what I'm saying.
You could say
no to that, but you had to find out somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah. And on top of that, I had to deal with rumors at school.
Okay, but listen, here's what I'm trying to ask you, Screwball. How old were you when you found out that your sister was raped?
Oh, when I found out? Yeah, it was around, I would say, I can't remember the exact age, but definitely it was my sophomore year in high school.
Okay, so you could have been 18, you could have been 37, you could have been 15.
14 or 15.
Yeah, you're 15.
All right, you're 15 years old.
You're 25 now.
That was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister was raped. The family went to counseling.
Yeah. They didn't want to.
They didn't want to, but they went to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And you've decided not to have sex.
Well, listen to your show. You guys experience. Adam, you do a great job with the people. You bring, out of all this crap you guys do, you bring laughter to it. And Dr. Drew, you here, but you know the tragedy that sex...
Well, listen, there's people getting killed every day on the roads. It doesn't mean you don't drive.
Sex is something I deal with every day. I don't deal with murdering people. I don't go around saying, am I going to kill you?
All right, now hold on a second. Drew, would you back me up on the nuts thing here, please, for Christ's sake? Or do I got to just flap out here in the wind? You drive me nuts tonight, Drew. I don't know where your head is at. Jason?
Yeah?
Are you gay?
No.
You've got to be gay.
No, hold on a second.
All right, I'm giving you a choice. A, nuts, B, gay.
Okay, I'm going to go
C,
with...
bi, and crazy. Which one are you picking?
But I'd rather be nuts than gay right now.
All right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not.
Okay, let's just... Okay, the gay thing... Okay, my understanding of gay is that you...
Uh-oh.
...desire to have sex with guys, you want to have sex with guys, or you're...
Yeah.
And in general.
Hold on.
Or you hate gay guys.
Do you want your attorney present for this? Or do you want your gay attorney?
The fact that I hate gay... That's a possibility, yes. But the thing is, women have in common with it.
Women what?
Women have encounter me with it. They're like,
Wait, say that again. Women what?
Encounter me?
Encounter you with that. They're like, well, you don't have sex. You must be gay. And I'm like, well, I can see how you see that, but it's not, I just...
How gay are you?
All right, so you've never had a physical encounter with a man?
No, never have, no.
No, we're trying to figure out why you are sort of repulsed by sexuality.
Repulsed by sex?
Well, yes.
I've made bad choices. When I was young, when I was 19, guys want to dick for dick. And when I was 19, I first love, that whole crap, right? Well, the girl that I, I got involved with highly religious, fundamentally, religious.
Right.
She didn't want to have sex till marriage. I did. At that point in my life, I was like, after like 6-7 months, I was like, I could trust her. It isn't going to be that screwy. Well, she didn't. And I dated her for about another 5-6 months. And I eventually broke up with her because of it. And I regretted that decision so much. I was like,
All right.
I'm getting it.
Oh, please.
Okay, I'm in.
True. You start paying attention to the show, would you?
Well, I was just getting anxious before. Anxious.
I was getting anxious because it was so crazy, though. I know you were experiencing anxious. You were getting that vibe from him. But this guy's whacked way out. Way out. I'm just going to say bye to him and I won't go away.
Don't say bye.
I have a morbid curiosity with your brain, Jason.
What?
Now listen to me, Screwball. You need to stop thinking so much. You're a huge thinker. And all you do is rationalize.
Yep.
You may be gay. You may be attracted toward men. Fine. That's all right. I know your religion tells you it's bad, but listen, if it's what you're meant to do, then so be it. Don't live a lie. All right?
Okay, let me ask
you. All right, and if you're not gay, take a little pressure off yourself. But don't, you know, find a woman and enjoy. But that's what I'm
What's your
say.
One question?
There you go. I like that.
What is your one question?
Well, my one question is, I've been with women. I mean, in the sense of sexually, mentally, you guys assume that I don't like to date women. I don't like to go out with.
All right, Cedric. Yeah. One last
you're
question.
Right.
He's making a statement.
No,
we're getting the Unabomber manifesto on his last question.
It's interesting.
He's got a Unabomber story. Listen, Jason, brother, I don't know. You're not gay, you're straight as an arrow, you're just 25 and you're sexually scared of women. Here's what you need to do. Just find yourself a nice waitress girl at the restaurant you work at and ask around on a date, but don't talk too much. You understand?
Adam, you assume that I have a hard time meeting women.
Yes, I do. Yes, you must be the best-looking guy on the goddamn planet, then. I'll tell you that right now.
I know how to listen to him.
All right, good. All right, now listen to me. Don't talk. All right, relax. I'm going to let you back to your doodling. All right, brother? Oh, Jason.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, come on, don't give me the cold shoulder. You know I love you.
It isn't about that.
I know, but I speak to you truthfully because I love you, all right?
I know.
All right. Listen. Just do some push-ups and take a walk, okay? And watch more TV. All right.
There's something there, yeah.
Something
like,
there.
My polar meets something.
Something.
All right.
No, that is as whacked as we've had in a while. Yeah, you get that vibe?
Not as intensely as you do. I'm
true. If you want me to go back and talk
No,
about
I don't. No.
Yeah,
that whole tangential quality and stuff like that.
There you go. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah. Basically, I gathered from watching TV the other night that excessive masturbation will lead to somebody raping people.
What TV show were you watching?
It was
You watching the Rape Channel?
No.
The Man Show?
It was like 2020 or something. I don't know when it was.
The Man Show's on the Rape Channel now.
That excessive masturbation will lead to becoming a rapist?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What the hell are you watching?
It was this guy, Joseph something, who was peering into people's windows and masturbating and raping.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Now, peering into a window and masturbating is not... It's a totally different behavior than just plain old masturbation.
All right. Well, because what I'm saying is that I masturbate a lot. And it's like, I mean, what's going to be next for me? I mean, am I
What are you good for on the masturbation?
On a slow day, 5 times. On a good day, 10.
Were you sexually abused as a child?
When I was 3 or 4, my stepsister had me eat her out, but I don't know.
Okay, that would be sexual abuse. Okay.
How old was she?
I honestly, I don't know. She's 21 right now, so.
All right.
Well,
that would make her about 10 when you're.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Your stepsister made you go down on her and when you were 4 and she was 10.
Something like that, yeah.
And she didn't buy you a drink first or anything?
No.
All right, then that's way out of line. And what the hell is she doing now, and what happened to her? Something must have happened to her.
Oh, sure.
She's hanging out, in Hollywood and stuff.
It's horrible.
Some adult sexually abused her, though.
Yeah.
And that's why she then acted in the way she did, and you were prematurely sexualized, and that's what results in sexual compulsivity.
One episode of this, though? Mm-hmm. Quiet down, Drew. One episode?
When I was, younger?
This happened once?
I remember it at least 10, 15 times.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's...
You're in.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean... You could become a child abuser. There's about a 60% chance of that. And you have to be very cautious about that, but it does not correlate with raping necessarily. Huh?
Is that what you would say, the chances of what's being next? I mean, what should I do? Because they were saying, I guess they put that guy in, Depo Provera, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It stopped his, sex drive or something.
Right. Then they took him off, and he raped another 700 people.
Yeah.
Right. Good times.
What would be smart for me to do?
It would be smart if you get treatment for sexual compulsivity. Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
Check out the website for the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
Okay.
Compulsivity. It's actually referenced at drdrew.com if you need a link to get over there. It's NCSAC.
All right, so check out that drdrew.com and then get linked up to the help you need. All right, Jeff?
Okay.
All
right.
All right. You're all right, though, buddy.
All right.
You'll be okay. You just get the help you need.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
I was just thinking, though, I couldn't do the Baja 1000. Or especially not this new 2000. I have the master.
You didn't roll. Well, you could be the guy. You could rig up some kind of fancy device.
Sort of a catheter or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then all the vibrations.
How long is that 1000? How long is that race?
I think he'd only make it 200 miles.
You'd have to pull over. How long is it, really? How long is that race? Is how long in the car? 15 hours? 20 hours? Something? I mean,
the 2000?
Well, the 2000 is going to be.
I think the record is 1650. For 1,000 miles.
Oh, no.
So you're talking 32 hours.
Impossible. Don't even talk about
five
it.
5 to 10 times.
Like it's traumatizing. You just think about it.
A good day.
Couldn't be done.
He's talking 200 miles. He's got to pull over.
Yeah.
He's going to get beat.
Yeah, you're going to lose time. No matter how well you drove, you pull over to masturbate. Well, I got to drive by. And you figure if they're honking the horn and whatnot, it's going to add a few minutes. I mean, you're just distracted, let's face it. You're whacking off to a lizard out there. Steven?
Yes?
You're 18, what's up?
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you about men having multiple orgasms.
All right.
Now, with my girlfriend and I, I ended up doing it once.
All right, well, let me first define, at least the way I like to, a multiple orgasm for a male.
Right.
That would be same boner, different jizz.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, after I did it, it was only a half hour, and I tried to keep on going further and further.
Right.
I ended up still staying erect, and I ended up, like, starting all over again, and then another hour later.
Well, what do you mean you started all over
that's
again?
That's not multiple orgasm. That's just starting all over again.
I stayed hard, though. Like, you know, but in my mind, I kind of started all over again.
No. A woman who's multiple orgasmic will go from orgasm to orgasm to orgasm. There will be no delay in between.
Yeah, you peeling another one off an hour and 15 minutes later is not a multiple orgasm, you Nimrod.
I mean, like, the same orgasm. I mean, the same hard-on.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but listen.
Same boner, different jizz?
Yeah, but here's the deal. Here's the caveat. The new jizz has to come down the pike, down the flume.
Immediately.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of minutes.
Yeah, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you dab your brow or whatever. But here's
the orgasmic women will just go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Like
well,
that.
Just no like this Winston Cup has its own set of rules and criteria. I have the same for the multi-orgasm. I'm going to need the same erection. I'm going to need new sperm out of the same old erection, and it's going to happen within, let's say, one Beatles song.
But you really, it really has
you know
to
what
be,
I'm saying?
To be truly orgasmic.
You can go an hour and a half later.
Yeah, to be truly multi-orgasmic.
I could keep the same boner going for an hour and a half if I talk to it.
Yeah,
some splint, you know, duct tape, a couple tongue depressors. I could keep the same one going.
But it would have to go from one to the next.
Yeah.
Not without any refractoriness. No
right.
detumescence. No starting over.
Right. So well, he didn't detumesce. He just...
Yeah, but the whole process detumesced. You know, I'm starting over again.
Yeah, but detumesce and...
I know. That's
exactly losing the weight.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Please, Drew. Who's the doctor over here?
I understand.
What happened?
But the whole arousal cycle.
Where's the old Dr. Drew? The smart one? What happened to him? All right, where are we going here? Over to line six?
No.
No?
No, let's go over here.
Oh, we're over here first.
Robbie wants to talk to him.
Well, he's too modest. Someone wants to ask Robbie a question. Sean?
Hello?
You're 18. What's up?
I just have a question for Robbie Gordon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi. I was wondering how you got started in racing.
Would that be doodling?
In racing?
Doodling during class, would that be? You know, drawing pictures of cars and motorcycles?
Just being a crappy student?
I don't know, starting at, like, Irwindale type of track or do you something like that?
I actually started on BMX. I think you probably missed the first part of the show. We talked about some of this stuff. Started racing BMX, from there to motocross. Motocross to broken bones. Wasn't able to race motocross, so raced a car and happened to win. And from that point on, I've been racing cars and was successful for a while, but kind of been out of victory lane for a couple of years now, so I'm working hard getting back in.
Yeah, you're going to be at California this weekend?
Yeah, we tested there last week. We're very excited about California. Racing Winston Cup this year, we're a new race team, so we go to tracks. We don't have a lot of data, a lot of information to fall back on. So tracks that we get an opportunity to go and test, we learn a lot. It's easy for us to fall back on that information and have a competitive weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, meaning if your team had been to a certain track year after year, you'd have data from last year, last season, to look at and examine.
Yeah, we're actually entering some races blind, and that's why some of the tracks we've struggled. Tracks that we've tested, like Vegas, we tested. We had a very good test there. We ended up leading laps and finishing 12th. Possibly could have won the race if we could have caught the rain at the right time. We were on different fuel strategies than
right.
Some of the drivers.
What's the average speed going to be? I mean, not counting crashes and that kind of stuff, but I mean average lap speed for something like the Fontana California Raceway.
Fontana, I want to say 180 plus miles an hour is going to take it for the pole. It's I know the time. It's 39 seconds. Someone with a little pocket computer could figure this out pretty quick. 39 seconds for 2 miles. 39
wow.
Flat for 2 miles.
That is smoking. We'll figure that out during the break. Well, you call it 40 seconds. All right, we'll do the math during the break, but that's moving along pretty 60 good.
60 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Is 60 miles an hour.
Right. Drew's got himself a pen and pencil out there. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Drew?
Yep.
You're going to come back to life now for this next segment?
I'm ready.
All right. Robbie Gordon, race car driver, is here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Joe. Wants to know how to tell if girlfriend is faking an orgasm. Robbie's going to tell him after this.
Back once again with it.
Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians, this is your last chance to get record-breaking deals on record-making gear. Get this. Buy an SKB Hardshell guitar case for only $159. Get a $400 BC Rich Mockingbird or Warlock. Absolutely free. You heard right. Buy the case. Get the BC Rich guitar free. Let Guitar Center help you hit record on your hit record. $600 studio condenser mics, just $199. We'll even throw in a free pop screen and table. That's a Pro Studio mic at 66% off list. Amazing savings on every JBL speaker in stock, like a pair of PA cabinets. More than $600 off our regular low price. Remember, every record deal tag means outrageous savings. Digital recording cards, just $99. Pearl 5-piece drum kits, more than 55% off, only $399. Yamaha drumsticks, 10 pairs, just $20. This is the big break you've been waiting for. But Guitar Center's record deals end this weekend. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 877-MUSICIAN.
The single most romantic and lasting display of commitment is the presentation of a diamond. I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, our experts will help you choose the diamond that will capture her heart. For centuries, the mystique of nature's most precious gem has captivated lovers around the world. At Spence Diamonds, you'll find the largest selection of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. And once you've found a ring setting you like, we'll use proper jeweler's tools to show you the factors that create a diamond's fire and brilliance. At Spence Diamonds, you'll see the differences between diamonds, and you'll soon understand not only the grading process, but also why diamonds have been so treasured throughout history. See Spence Diamonds and see how our passion for diamonds translates to exceptional quality and value for you.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
I can pause live television. Pause live TV? I can stop television in its tracks? Bring it to its electronic knees? Be the master of my television destiny? Ha ha! It's my TV and I'll pause when I want to, go when I want to, snack when I want to.
People who have WebTV personal TV service on their Dish Player satellite system know what it's like to be in charge of their television. You can too. Pause live television. Do your own instant replays. Create your own personal TV lineup from hundreds of channels. Even record your favorite shows digitally without a VCR. Switch from cable to Dish Player, the ultimate satellite system with WebTV personal TV service.
Whoopee! Now back to my show.
Visit your local Sears or call 1-877-493-2788, extension 76 today. Take control. It's your TV. Dish Network and WebTV Network services require separate monthly subscriptions. Call 1-877-493-2788, extension 76 today.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
That's right, the new home of Outrageous Broadcasting. This morning on the show, we kick things off when Horny Boy, our diaper-wearing, over-the-top man on the street, streaks the St. Paul Home and Garden Show.
What? That didn't happen.
Who?
Horny what?
Then our resident sex expert, Dr. Strainlove.
Strain?
Dr. Strangelove came by to describe the top 105 erogenous uses of a feather duster.
Craig, you shut up. What are you talking about? We didn't do anything like that. Was this before or after I gave news?
And we rounded out the morning by seeing just how far an outrageous 105 listener Tiffany would go to get tickets to see the Bodines. Turns out she bagged groceries nude at Byerly's.
Brent, stop this. This is so wrong. We don't do anything like that.
Outrageous. Broadcasting day after day, mornings on Zone 105.
God, I hate this.
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Robbie Gordon. Racing Robbie Gordon is here tonight. He is can be found next racing at the Winston Circuit over there at the fabulous California Speedway in Fontana. And again, if you want to check out that spectacle, how long would a race typically last with cautions and whatevers? I mean, I know they vary, but
500 miles this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, we're looking at, you know, 3.5 hours
of actual race.
Of from the time we take the green till the time we take checkers, somewhere around that time.
And if you want to check that out, 1-800-944-RACE. 1-800-944-RACE. But these things are all-day events. I mean, people go out there, they get drunk, they tailgate, they hang out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not at the racetrack by 9 o'clock, you're going to sit in traffic. You may miss the start of it.
Really?
Yeah.
What time is the start?
I believe it starts 11:30.
Oh, yeah. It's going early.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, got race car Fritos.
I got race car Fritos.
Are those...
One of your co-workers brought them in to me.
High octane Fritos?
No, they're only honey barbecue.
Honey barbecue.
Yeah, I mean if they were high octane, they'd be flaming hot, right?
Let me tell you, those should be illegal because if Fritos themselves are like heroin already, you start factoring the honey barbecue flavor, and that's it. I mean,
not fair.
Know what I mean?
It's not fair.
Yeah, that's like freebasing at that point. All right, we're going to hop back on the phones and speak to Joe. Joe.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's happening?
First of all, I just want to say, you know, you guys got a great thing going here with the show.
Thanks.
People out. I've been going with my girlfriend for about a month and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past couple of weeks, we've been making out, and I've wandered down there with my hand and about 4 times or so, and every single time she comes up screaming. And, you know, I'd love to have that much self-confidence to believe that I'm doing the one doing it, but, how do I know whether or not she's faking that?
You just put your hand down her pants and she has an orgasm?
I mean, you know, I work it around. I go in a little circular motion.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know, I just move my hand around in there. I insert, I do the stuff. And
yeah.
It's the first time I've done it on her, and every single time she just, you know.
Yeah, she could be that way.
Remember that way. Robbie had an interesting suggestion of this.
Yeah, does she have goosebumps?
She have goosebumps? No, I don't remember feeling goosebumps.
That's an interesting idea.
It is interesting because guys are always looking for a definitive piece of evidence, something tangible, something physical, you know. And of course, the bellowing could all be an act, but goosebumps you couldn't fake.
Couldn't fake goosebumps.
That's why it's so surprising that women are humiliated when female ejaculation occurs. Because men are just, hey, that's great.
Yeah, guys love that. That's a trophy. That's the head of the boar you shot with your crossbow.
Feedback.
What that is. I mean, that's something to bring home. That's not the one that got away. You know, that's something you mount. I'd put that in a Dixie cup and mount it in the den. Big plaque.
Maybe a trophy, like the way Fletch brought the vomit in.
That's right. There you go. All right. So, listen, but here's my take. If they're having an orgasm when they don't have to, they ain't faking it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You have no idea what I'm saying.
Well,
thick as a
brick. No, but I mean, but what do you mean by they don't have to?
Well, here's what I'm saying. Here's how you know. Here's what I mean. you oftentimes know when someone is lying by the circumstances.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you ask somebody a question and they give you an answer and it doesn't help them
right.
or it doesn't matter
right.
or it was a long time ago, you don't assume they're lying.
Right.
When they catch them running down the street, you tackle them and ask them if they stole something. They go, no. I mean, you think they're lying.
Right. right.
And so with orgasm,
the context.
If you're on top of a woman for, you know, an hour, and she's just kind of lying there, and you can tell she's uncomfortable, and all of a sudden an orgasm comes flying out. That means, all right, sweaty guy, roll over. I'm going to get you
off. You're done.
You're done. Hit the showers. I'm giving you the hook. And you get an orgasm in that situation, you might want to question it. You put your hand down someone's pants and start thumbing around like you're looking for your keys in your glove box in a dark night, and 2 seconds later an orgasm comes flying out. That may be real, because why fake it at that point?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's not uncomfortable.
Right.
You just got started. There's no reason.
Right.
No reason to fake that one.
No purpose,
yeah. Look for the fake orgasms right before, like, I don't know.
Murphy Brown.
So, in a way, that show's been off the air for 3 seasons, that's true. No, before, like, 90210 or Beverly Hills 90210 or Melrose Place or one of these chick shows, Ally McBeal.
There you go.
One gets squeezed off conveniently a couple minutes before Ally McBeal fires up. That might be a fake up. Carrie?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Huh?
What's up?
I'm a virgin, okay, and, like, I'm craving sex.
What do you mean?
I will meet a guy, and he'll ask, we'll be getting, we have a plan for tomorrow or whatever.
Plan what?
About having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just, and then, like, it makes me anxious, and I want it, and then they can't leave, they don't come, they don't meet me or whatever.
What? The guy's never sort of come through after making plans with her to have sex.
Yeah.
This can't happen that often.
It happens all the time.
You freak the guys out? You scare them in some way?
No. I don't act like I'm all anxious out in front of them, but, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow, whatever.
How do you plan this out with them?
Yeah, why do you wait till the next day?
I don't know, because, we'll talk for a while, do things, and then, he'll ask me, if I want to. If I want to have sex, I'm like, yeah, this. No, when do you want to do this? No, today or tomorrow or something. And then when we get ready to do
this. Like a normal human male behavior right there.
Yeah, most guys do that. They'll put sex off. He probably wants to study, hit the books one more day.
How about the whole
the Bible.
Well, let me check my schedule.
See if you can fit it in.
Yeah, most guys, it's pow.
Well, I mean, here's the way. I'll thumb through my, my calendar, and I'll say, honestly, I can squeeze you in for sex in about 15 minutes. There's an opening for BJ, though, right now, by the way. No waiting.
Are these guys a lot older or a lot younger?
They're either my age or, 23 or something.
That's a lot older.
Either my age or 23, right?
That's big.
Hey, Carrie, what's up with you, sweet pea?
I don't know.
I mean, what? Ooh. All right.
How many times does this happen?
Like 10.
Mm. Okay. Hey, Carrie?
Yeah?
I'm glad. I really am.
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound like you're ready for it. It sounds like you're trying to accomplish something with sex that...
ain't going to work.
That's not going to suit you well. All right. And that's my nasally drone in the background, which always means it's
trying work to... Work on having a relationship, not worry about the... hooking up with somebody and then scheduling a illicit
sex appointment. Yeah. Yeah, just find a guy you like, slow down, have a few dates, and take it the old-fashioned way. Nicole?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Dr. Dre.
Nicole?
Dr. Dre.
Drew.
Yeah?
Dr. Drew, I'm sorry.
Well, say hi to Robbie Gordon.
I don't even listen to Dr. Dre very often.
All right, goofball. What's your... Jesus Christ.
It started off great. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to know, how come I become emotionally wrapped up in these guys that eventually don't even... I mean, I'm 21 years old, and I haven't ever had a real relationship where I can say, this is my boyfriend, hold hands in public, and just, be normal.
Yeah, why not?
Just, don't get me wrong, I've had potential suitors, I was with somebody for 4 years, and he even threw it in my face, I was never your boyfriend, and all this stuff. And
hold on, you're with someone for 4 years, and he said he was never your boyfriend?
Isn't that a jerk?
Well, no, he's a jerk, yeah, but you're a fool.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I also...
Listen, don't make me feel bad by agreeing with me.
Well, I deserved it, too, because I was very immature, and I was raised in a Catholic home, and...
Are you a virgin?
No. I was with this guy for...
Certainly not.
Oh, that's a guy's worst nightmare. He goes out with a girl, he's starting to like her, and he says, are you a virgin? And she goes, oh. Please, don't ask that while I'm eating. I had to have a Heimlich maneuver. No. Try not to work the laugh into it. Just a quick, not at the time. All right, so anyway, currently, no. All right, so no, you're not. And wait, is something wrong with you? You a little husky?
I am large, yes.
You're a big gal. Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
I mean,
Mom said.
I'm big, but I'm...
What are you coming in at?
A what?
What are you weighing in at?
190.
190, how tall are you?
5'7".
Hold on a second, I gotta do the radio math. It's going to be harder than figuring out the average speed at the raceway. But let's see, she said 5'7", 190.
Yeah.
You might need to go on a break. Last time you had to go on a break to figure out
the
speed.
No, I can figure this out. This is quick radio math. 5'7", 190, carry the 6, running around 4. Yeah, okay, I got it. She is...
That has nothing to do with it.
5'5 and a quarter, 207.
What?
Yeah, I did the radio math. That's all.
Try to.
She's up to two. I got you up 10 pounds. It only took me 5 seconds. I can get you up. I can get you up 215, 220.
That's not the point.
All right. Well, here's my point.
The point is I'd like to know why I get emotionally wrapped up in
you. All right. I'm gonna help you.
Well,
guys are cruel. The world is cruel.
That's how they behave.
And when guys they'll date a big gal, but they won't show her off to her friends and hold hands, especially younger guys. It's not fair, but that's the way it works.
I wasn't always this way.
Well, they knew you were going to pack the weight on.
70 when I was dating this other guy.
All right. Well, then listen.
All
right. You've got two choices. You either find a nice guy or you find a black guy.
How long before you got wrapped up in
that guy? I love the big emotion, black man.
How long have you been dating before you got real involved? The day when you were 1.7, you got involved with that guy. How long before you got involved? How many dates? How many days?
Okay, we were 4 years. This was a long time ago, and we were more of a social group, and we were friends, and then we started having
sex. All right.
That wasn't a relationship.
No, you thought it was.
4 years it went on.
Right. But all he was doing was having sex.
Exactly.
He wasn't attached.
Right.
And so that's how he left. He wasn't involved in a relationship at all.
Then I meet this guy. Mm-hmm. He moves off to be in a band.
All right. Hey, wait. Nicole, we got to go to break, but let me just give you a piece of advice.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but here's what you need to do. You focus on losing the weight. I mean, for your health.
Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for you, and it'll make you feel better about yourself, and other people will feel better, too, and I bet this thing will magically clear up. Just don't think about it too much. Give yourself 4 months, 6 months. Get a little exercise. Get on a diet. Don't eat any of them Raceway honey barbecue Fritos. And, you know what I mean? Just focus on yourself, your health. Start walking. Start taking care of yourself. Feeling better about yourself. And I bet guys... We'll start coming around.
Well, don't get me wrong. I attract guys.
All right. Oh, I know you attract guys, but I'm talking about the right kind of guys.
Yeah, I want...
All right. So why don't you just do that?
Okay.
All right. I just do it. It's going to be the easiest. It'll be easy. I mean, listen, I don't want to sound cruel. I don't want to sound like a sexist pig, but you're talking to a 21-year-old woman who's 200 pounds, and we're going to talk until we're all blue in the face about why guys aren't holding hands with her and why guys aren't making her. They just want sex, but they don't want to be her girlfriend, boyfriend, and so on and so forth. And it would just be, let's call a spade a spade. Let's not ignore the obvious. Guys are very visual and physically oriented, and call us immature, especially younger guys. And if you want to find yourself a nice guy, you're going to have to drop a few pounds. I mean, that's going to be the easy answer. And if you get down, then call us back if it keeps going. Then we'll address it. All right? All right. We'll be back.
What's up?
This is Adam Carolla.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Musicians.
This is your last chance to get record-breaking deals on record-making gear. Get this. Buy an SKB Hardshell guitar case for only $159. Get a $400 BC Rich Mockingbird or a Warlock. Absolutely free. You heard right. Buy the case. Get the BC Rich guitar free. Let Guitar Center help you hit record on your hit record. $600 studio condenser mics, just $199. We'll even throw in a free pop screen and cable. That's a pro studio mic at 66% off list. Amazing savings on every JBL speaker in stock, like a pair of PA cabinets. More than $600 off our regular low price. Remember, every record deal tag means outrageous savings. Digital recording cards, just $99. Pearl 5-piece drum kits, more than 55% off, only $399. Yamaha drumsticks, 10 pairs, just $20. This is the big break you've been waiting for. But Guitar Center's record deals end this weekend. Don't miss it. For the Guitar Center nearest you, call toll-free 877-MUSICIAN.
Rick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
You guys ready for another song about Pricky, the dead porcupine who uses collegeclub.com for everything from study help to dating advice? All right, then. Here's a little hip-hop number about keeping in touch with friends over summer break. Now, where's the porcupine and Pricky? And as dead as they can be when he leaves for summer break, don't know where he's going to be. CollegeClub.com keeps him down with his homies with a live webcam.
He can see them in their dreams.
He's got the free email and a photo gallery with the freaky travel pics for his freaky friends to see. But the things in the song ain't just for porcupines and for any college student when their friends come to mind. So do yourself a favor and log on fast for your friends, move on, and forget your sorry ass. Thank you, and thanks to CollegeClub.com for having me here. Log on to CollegeClub.com. It's all you. It's all you. Word.
Join CollegeClub.com on May 5th as they join Brian and Mary live from 5:30 to 9 at Grumpy's on Washington. CollegeClub.com. It's all you.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. Bobby Gordon is our guest tonight. You can find him over at the Winston Cup race in Fontana at the California Speedway. And again, if you want to catch that event coming up this Sunday, 1-800-944-RACE, 1-800-944-RACE. And like I said, bring the Winnebago, bring the 12-pack, bring the marker, and sit out on the infield. Sean?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Uh-huh.
You've only been able to ejaculate once during sex.
That's right.
How many times you had sex?
Well, first time I did was when I was 18, and probably just maybe 2 dozen times since then.
Wow. Wait, where do you live in?
Xavier?
A swamp?
What's that?
Are you, who are you, Huck Finn?
No.
Where are you out on a swamp right now?
No swamp.
Well, you got a lot going on over there.
In an aviary?
What's that?
The place where they keep birds?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm down by the ocean. I don't know. I guess we got a lot of birds down here.
I see. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento, California.
Nice. All right, John. So, now, do you masturbate?
Yeah.
And that works okay?
That's
fine. I'm not sure what he's asking.
Well, he's saying that when he's alone, he's okay, but when he's with a woman, he has a little difficulty pounding one out.
You can't ejaculate when you're with a woman?
I don't when I'm with one. And I just...
You want to, though, right?
Well, I mean, I think it would finish the job, but, you know, I think she'd get kind of offended. And then usually they
say, all right, well, hold on.
Enough that they can't, you know, get me off.
That's a screwball. Do you, can,
do you want to have an orgasm or not? Forget about them.
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
You do.
Are you anxious when you're with them? Nervous? Scared?
Pardon me?
Oh, boy. Hey, John.
Yeah?
Listen, you don't deserve an orgasm. Listen, I'm going to explain to you how to have an orgasm if you want to have an orgasm with a woman. What position are you in when you masturbate three times a day?
I don't know. I'm sitting down.
Sitting down?
Wherever.
Wherever. Any position.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy, you're so eloquent. John, I hate all our callers. Stop calling, all you idiots.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, listen.
I don't know, sitting on the toilet. Yeah,
sitting on the toilet. All right, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to get you an orgasm if I got to come over there and suck it out of you myself. I got to send Robbie over there. I'm going to get you an
you
orgasm.
You won't be doing that.
Oh, well, he could get there faster, man. That's all I'm saying. Here's what I want you to do. Start masturbating in one position. Like, get down on your back, lie down on your bed, and masturbate, right?
Yeah.
All right, screw you. Screw you. Listen, I don't need that. Is it got to have that long pause before the yeah? You know what I'm saying? Is there something wrong with me?
Yes.
He's jacking.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. That's all right, though.
But am I right that John sounds sort of like a little passive-aggressive or something?
Yeah.
Like he's pissed off, he's calling us, he wants an answer, but he's not going to play along?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get with a lot of the people who call this show.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to you, but screw you, and I'm not playing along.
Yeah.
So I get all whipped up, I get excited, I start getting animated, I start giving an answer, and they're not having any of it.
That's right.
And you know what my thing is with that, all you? Go screw yourselves, all of you. I could care less. I'm rich. I laugh my ass off all the way to the bank. Shane, please, I could care less about you idiots.
Shane?
You're 36.
Hi, what's going on?
Quick, before I get to my question, I clicked on the condom on drdew.com instead of the three condoms. I ended up with three bumper stickers. Does that kind of look like fly paper?
Yeah, you wrap it around your penis.
You didn't get three condoms?
I didn't get three condoms. I got three condoms.
How long ago did you log on?
Excuse me?
How long ago did you log on?
In 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and it was drdrew.com.
I wonder if there's a, they may have been some delay, or maybe they're going to send you the condoms later, but to my knowledge,
they should
keep coming.
Okay. My question is, my daughter is in kindergarten. I volunteer once a week at her school, and on the occasion I go out to the playground with her and her classmates. About a week ago, I went out, and I discovered a used condom out there. I informed the staff and the principal, and to my amazement, this is a regular occurrence for them.
Oh,
and that
boy.
Once a week or so, they police the grounds to look for such things.
Wow.
My question is...
What's going on in that playground?
I don't know.
Safe sex.
Where are you living?
Midnight Rendezvous in the stars at night. I don't know. However, I've talked with a few people. In fact, I've got an appointment with the local press to discuss this matter, and hopefully they'll run it and bring it to the community's attention. My question to you is, what kind of risk hazards is my daughter being exposed to should she find one of these and go, oh, cool, look what I found, not knowing what she actually found?
Well, listen, I used a tampon applicator like a periscope, like a telescope when I was a kid, so... Look at me, I'm fine.
I mean,
my sister drank out of a urine sample jar for about 2 years. But I swear to God, she did. I know. That's right. She could be doing better. I think something may have happened to her.
It's an interesting question. It's not something that you would sort of routinely expect to be a significant risk.
All right. If your daughter found it,
she'd
be fine.
If you pick something up and pour something in her mouth or in her eye or something.
Listen, if she found it just after it came off of someone, that's one thing. But if it's been sitting around for a while, it's dried up, it's fine.
Yeah.
Why does everyone calling this show sound insane tonight, by the way? Didn't Shane have a little...
You're extra irritable.
Is it just me?
You're extra irritable.
Shane?
Yeah?
What do you do for a living, buddy?
I work for myself. I'm a commercial window washer.
Uh-huh. How's that?
Self-employed.
Yeah. What size squeegee do you go with?
The one that I standardly use is 12-inch.
12-incher?
Yeah.
I got a 14, but that's me.
Excuse me?
I'm a 14 guy, but that's the way I do windows. You know, I'm not saying the way you do it is wrong.
Well, I turn better with the 12, and
I've got
a few 22.
There's no doubt a 12 is more maneuverable. I just cover more window with a 14, and it's a trade-off. I think, Robbie, you jump in here, but, you know, you set your car up for straightaway, you're set up for the corners, but there's a trade-off.
It depends on how big windows. I mean, if you're running along straightaway,
right.
You got to have maybe the 24.
But back to my question.
Yeah, you may want to step up. Yeah.
Hepatitis, is she exposed to venereal diseases, or will this expose to the air? No, she's fine.
If it's all dried up, you're basically okay.
No, don't worry about it.
The liquid, if it gets poured in her mouth or eye or something, I mean, that's not an unrealistic concern, but pretty far out.
Shane, how much alcohol do you run in your mixture?
Shot and a half, depends on...
Shot. Yeah. Again, I go 2 shots, but that's me. All right, Shane.
Isopropyl or
All right, take care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, denatured. I run about 2 shots denatured alcohol. I run about a 30% Windex and I don't know if I should say it on the air, but a cap of vinegar. All right, there's my secret. So I said it. Fine. Distilled water, always. And again, I go with a 14-inch squeegee unless it's a tight course. All right, we're back on the phones here. Neil?
Hey.
You're 29.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I want to say hi to Robbie Gordon.
Hi, Neil. How are you tonight?
All right. Hey, my buddy Garner Holmes tells me to tell you hi. He, I guess he worked for the Hay and Grain Company way back when.
Okay. For the father's company.
I'm sorry?
For my dad's company.
Right.
Great.
Hey,
Pudge Slapwell says hi, too. What was that guy's name? Hold on a second, Neil. What was Pudge Slapwell? What's the guy's
Humpy
name?
Wheeler.
Humpy Wheeler.
You're just not being nice.
That's the greatest names in the world at NASCAR racing. Humpy Wheeler. I'll write that down. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Robbie, what was the major decision that made you switch from Champ Cars to NASCAR after last year? Was it Greg Moore's accident here at Fontana, or was it a money factor?
It was numerous different reasons. We started our own race team last year, and obviously when you start a race team, you have to have sponsorship. And one thing we got asked quite often from sponsors that we were courting to go on our IndyCar program is, you know, if you guys were racing NASCAR, we would be definitely interested. But IndyCar, we don't know. I've always liked racing IndyCar.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
But
he was telling us during the break that the NASCAR is just more old-style racing.
It's less
technology.
Yeah, a little less technology, but it's good down-to-earth racing. And with the rules being closer, you really have to do your homework, yeah.
All right, we got to do a little homework ourselves. Right. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Robbie Gordon and Humpy Wheeler after this.
You're about to get funky, yo.
Did it.
This is Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now with Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's dropping trash.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make group of the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's right to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Yo, you guys ready for another song about Pricky, the dead porcupine who uses collegeclub.com for everything from study help to dating advice? All right, then. Here's a little hip-hop number about keeping in touch with friends over summer break. Now, there's a porcupine named Pricky, and as dead as they can be when he leaves for summer break. Don't know where he's gonna be. CollegeClub.com keeps him down with his homies with a live webcam.
You can see them in their journey.
He's got the free email and a photo gallery with the freaky travel pics for his freaky friends to see. But the things in the song ain't just for porcupines and for any college student when their friends come to mind. So do yourself a favor and log on fast for your friends move on and forget your sorry ass. Thank you, and thanks to collegeclub.com for having me here. Log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Word.
Join collegeclub.com on May 5th as they join Brian and Mary live from 5:30 to 9 at Grumpy's on Washington. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
I'm Tom Shane, and for Mother's Day, we've got a great pearl pendant and earring ensemble this year. The earrings with the round cultured pearl suspended from a diamond are $95. The pendant, also at $95, has a teardrop-shaped pearl suspended from its diamond and hung on a beautiful 18-inch box chain. Or buy the complete set for $190. This 14-karat gold gift is true quality. You have a choice of traditional white pearls or magnificent black pearls. Help Mom expand her jewelry wardrobe with these pearl and diamond earrings and matching pendant. For Mother's Day, your gift really should be personal in nature. A Shane Company gift of fine jewelry lets her know you went out of your way for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah. The Cure, U2, The Pretenders, R.E.M., INXS, Beck, Violent Femmes, Depeche Mode. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Again, this is Dr. Drew. Loveline is over. Robbie Gordon was our guest tonight. We're actually done, Robbie. And I was just learning more about him. I wish I could actually talk when Adam was here. Adam just kind of ducked out for a second here. But I learned a ton about Robbie in the last break. He's running his own team. He's going to be racing until he's 40. All kinds of stuff we could have talked about if Adam
had been
here gumming and chawing and carrying on here. But mercifully, he's gone and the show is over. And Robbie, thank you for coming on. You're always welcome here, and appreciate you stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to the weekend. It's gonna be a great race out in Fontana for all your fans. They're gonna be out there. Looking forward to it.
Any last phone numbers you want to give out or anything, or just get there?
Just come on out for the race. No, come on out for the race. It's gonna be a great tailgate party. A lot of fun on Sunday. Qualifying is on Friday, starting at 2:30 for first round.
Fair enough.
We plan on breaking the track record.
Be there. And for Adam Carolla, this is Dr. Drew signing out and saying mahalo.
I'm going to get you an orgasm if I got to come over there and suck it out of you myself.
Well, now.
This has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins Ingold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything. Feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. Nothing, nothing.
show.
I'm Mary Lucia, mornings on Zone 105.
That's right, the new home of Outrageous Broadcasting. This morning on the show, we kick things off when Horny Boy, our diaper-wearing, over-the-top man on the street, streaks the St. Paul Home and Garden Show.
What? That didn't happen. Who? Horny what?
Then our resident sex expert, Dr. Strangelove.
Ryan?
Dr. Strangelove came by to describe the top 105 erogenous uses of a feather duster.
Shut up. What are you talking about? We didn't do anything like that. Was this before or after I gave news?
And we rounded out the morning by seeing just how far an outraged Zone 105 listener Tiffany would go to get tickets to see the Bodines. Turns out she bagged groceries nude at Byerly's.
Ryan, stop this. This is so wrong. We don't do anything like that.
Outrageous. Broadcasting day after day, mornings on Zone 105.
God, I hate this.
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.